the Sefer names through Parsha Framshir. For Parshas Vayera, we'll be looking at the Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikarei by Rav Avigdor Nevin Zal Shlita. So the Pasuk in Parshas Vayera, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Hashem says to Avram to do whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikarei L'Chazara, meaning because send Yishmael away. At the end of the day, your lineage will go through Yitzchak. Yitzchak will be the one who will have descendants from you. B'Yitzchak Yikarei is a sefer from Rav Nevin Zal on his Chidushim on Shas, which was published in 1989 from the Yeshivas Imri Yoshar Torah Kohanim. They also published his Halachos, his Ha'aros on the Mishnah Brura as a commentary on the Mishnah Brura, also called B'Yitzchak Yikarei. He signs his Svarim Tzi'ir Halavim, and this sefer names is personally significant to me because when I was in Nativ Aryeh for the year, I had this chus of witnessing Rav Nevin Zal Shlita every day and every night, sitting in the Beis Medrash of Nativ Aryeh and learning with Hasmad Yom V'Laila. In his Agdama to the printing, the printer writes that the Ramban says on that Pasuk that Yitzchak was called Yechido. He was called Avram's chosen one because he was the only one to carry on the lineage of Avraham. And the Ramban says that that's what happened with Yitzchak. And the printer says that this Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikarei is also like that, and that it takes all of his Shiurim and all of Rav Nevin Zal's Chidushim and compiles it into one Sefer. But we know the real reason why Rav Nevin Zal named the Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikarei is a tribute to his father, Rav Yitzchak Nevin Zal. Rav Nevin Zal was born in 1935. He was previously a chief rabbi of the Old City of Yerushalayim. He was a senior yeshiva in Nativ Aryeh. He was at HaKotel. He was chavrusas with Rav Shlomo Zalman Urbach for 40 years. His father, Yitzchak, was the state comptroller of Israel from 1948 to 1981, a senior officer in the Bank of Israel. His first wife, Shifra, died in 2016, and his wife was the granddaughter of Rav Eliezer Finkel, Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, and Rav Nevin Zal, at the age of 83, remarried in 2018. Again, I watched him give shiurim every week. Every Sunday night, he would give a shiur to the boys. He would mamish be learning so much that he would fall asleep in the middle of a sentence of the shiur, and all without missing a beat would wake up 10-15 seconds later and continue talking from where he left off. He is kulo Torah his entire life. So we'll just say out a piece he has in B'Yitzchak Yikarei on Sfiras HaOmer. I've learned this piece several times. I might have several editions, but this is essentially Rav Nevin Zal's piece. So the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is one of those mitzvahs that it's always interesting, how do I have proper kavana? When I was in Nativ Aryeh, there was a certain Rav who would say the bracha Sfiras HaOmer. It would take him 2 minutes to say the bracha. So I was always wondering, what could he possibly be thinking about for 2 minutes? It's just Sfiras HaOmer, you're just counting. But I think if we see Rav Nevin Zal's piece, we'll gain a new appreciation for Sfiras HaOmer. So there are really four questions that one can ask on Sfiras HaOmer that will guide us to a very interesting fundamental idea about Sfiras HaOmer. So there are certain things that somehow made their way into the Masorah, so much so that even as little kids, we know them without knowing why. And one of them, with respect to Sfiras HaOmer, that we learn from a young age, which is actually a very intricate halacha on Sfiras HaOmer, is what the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that if someone asks during Bina Shmashos, or later, if you haven't counted Sfira yet, and they ask you what day of Sfira is tonight, you should tell them, yesterday was so-and-so. And the logic is that if you said today is, and you haven't counted yet, according to the opinions that hold mitzvos lo tzrichos kavana, so you would unintentionally fulfill the mitzvah yourself, and then you would lose your chance of doing Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha. So Rav Nevin Zal raises the following question. The Gemara Nedarim, and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, has a machlokes remeir and chachamim, whether we say mechal lav atasho meahin. This means that if someone makes a negative statement, can we infer the positive? For example, if someone says, if it doesn't rain, I won't be a nazir. Does that mean that if it does rain, he will be a nazir? So that's a machlokes. However, the Gemara goes on to say that if a person says, Erev Shabbos is going to be the day before my nazira starts, everyone agrees he starts as a nazirus on Shabbos. Because that's not even really an implication. We're not going out on a limb. We know exactly what he means. He said the day after Erev Shabbos. So he meant Shabbos. And therefore, it's as if he said, my Nazirus started on Shabbos. So ask Reb Nemtzal, why don't we say the same thing here? If a person says, someone asks you, what night's Sefirah tonight? You didn't count yet. If you say, yesterday was so-and-so. So you're essentially saying what today is. It's not a stretch. You're not going out on a limb. It's very clear from your statement that if yesterday was so-and-so, then today's the next number. And so how does it help to tell someone yesterday is so-and-so? According to the Gemara Nedarim, wouldn't that be a very clear inference as to what today is? And that would still be considered a count. So how does this advice of the Shulchan Aruch really help anything? Question number two. The Gemara Menachos and Daf Samach Vav, Amar Aleph, tells us, based on Psukim, that it's a mitzvah to count the days and the weeks. The simple question is, along the same lines as question number one, is once you count the days, it's obvious how many weeks there were. Is Hashem trying to make us mathematicians, that we have to find the least common denominator, or find how many weeks equals that many days? Essentially, we have the count. If it's 7 days, that's 7 days. Everyone knows that 7 days is a week. So what's the necessity of counting weeks if the days themselves, it's very obvious how many weeks that is? Question number three. The Shari Yosher quotes a question that many Rishonim ask, which is, that why in Chutz La'aretz do we not count suffix Sfira? When it comes to Yom Tovim, even on Shavuos itself, we do 2 days. So really, every day we should count and say, today is either the first day or the second day. Today is either the second day or the third day. Why is there no concept of suffix Sfira? And number four, is a very well-known opinion of the Ramban in Meseches Kiddushin, who says that women are chayv in Sfira Sa'omer, because it is not a mitzvah say shazman grama. So why? If you asked me to give you an example of a mitzvah say shazman grama, I would have said Sfira Sa'omer. It's a positive mitzvah. It's bound by time. So why would the Ramban say it's not a mitzvah say shazman grama? So to answer these four questions, we need to understand the very fundamental yesod, a fundamental idea. We need some background. When we're counting Sfira, what are we really doing? Does it matter if we count or not? At the end of the day, Shavuos is still going to come. If instead of counting, I just made an X on my calendar, so wouldn't that be just as efficient? Rather, it's very clear, it has to be, this counting is not a practical one. Because honestly, it doesn't really serve a practical function. So the question is, what function does Sfira Sa'omer serve? And the answer is, the function is to get us excited, to make us feel like we have a part in bringing Shavuos. Hashem wants us to do actions that, while they may be practically insignificant, show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we do His will. Every action that we do, we're not really doing it. It's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for our ego, it would be hard to process that we're not really doing anything. We're just puppets. So we see this concept often, that we go through the motions, but even when there's not necessarily a practical goal. The mashal I thought of in my own life is that when I was younger, I had a hard time opening bottles and jars. Many children do, specifically sauce jars. They make them very tight, and I can never open it. So I would hand it to my father, and I would say, can you open it? So behind his back, he would open it. He would then seal it back up, make it look like he didn't open it, but leave it loose and give it back to me. And he would just say, I can't open it. Try one more time. I, of course, believed him. And to my shock, this last attempt, I was able to open the cap. What was he trying to show me? It's a similar idea. That even though I wasn't actually opening the jar, he wanted to make me feel like I was accomplishing something. It's not for the action itself. It's for the feeling that the action elicits. We find this concept not only by Sfira Sa'omer, but when it comes to being Mekadesh the Shabbos on Friday night, it would seem unnecessary. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Aleph from Beis, says that Shabbos comes by itself. It's Kadosh on its own. So why do we need to sanctify it? Similarly, when a Bechor of an animal is born, it has Kedushas Rechem. It's automatically Kadosh as soon as it leaves the animal. And yet, there's an opinion in the Gemara, there's a mitzvah to be Makdish the Bechor. So, based on this yesod, we can go back and answer our questions. Why is saying yesterday was so-and-so, why is that effective? The answer is because we're not dealing with a practical count. Yes, it's true. The clear implication of your statement is that today is so-and-so. But in terms of the purpose of the count, to get you excited, to make you feel like you're part of the process, you need to verbalize the actual day. To answer question number two, why does the Torah want us to count weeks when it seems so unnecessary? Again, it's not a practical count. It's a count whereby we feel connected to the process. And the more specific you are, the more detailed you are about anything you do, the more connected you feel, and the more excited you feel. Why don't we count suffix sfira? To answer question number three, the answer is that a suffix sfira is the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish. We're supposed to feel excited and confident in our part in the process in moving forward. There's no room for doubts. It's true, by Yom Tov we do 2 days, but suffix. But sfira, which is about our confidence in being part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world and his process, there's no room for suffix. And finally, to answer question number four, why according to the Ramban is sfira not a mitzvah sheshman grama? There are many different explanations for this, but it might be that a zman grama means that the zman is what goreim the mitzvah. It's what causes the mitzvah. But here, it's the opposite. The mitzvah is to be goreim the zman. The mitzvah upon each and every one of us is to take control of the zman, as if we were literally in charge of making this day one, day two, day three, and without us, it wouldn't happen. Now, practically, of course it would. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel part of the process. He wants us to feel like we're taking control. In that way, to get excited about the process and about bringing Shavuos. And when we're reciting the Brachos Versa Omer, and we're wondering what to think about, what to focus on, based on Reb Nevenzahl's piece, at least one possibility, it's think about how Hashem has allowed us to be part of the process. He could have easily just let things run their course and for us to be innocent bystanders, but how excited we should be that he has allowed us to be part of this exclusive religion of Yiddishkeit by giving us the Torah, which is what Shavuos is all about. So not only are we excited about the process, Sefiras Omer, but the goal would be to get to Shavuos and be extra excited that we were chosen as the Kadosh Baruch Hu's people to receive the ultimate gift, the Torah HaKadoshah.